The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, the 3rd of January, 2017. Did I get that right, Mikey? I got that right. First program of the new year. And man, what a flurry going on in Washington, D.C. I mean, it's the political foo-foo is getting ready to hit the proverbial air-moving device, or the crap's going to hit the fan, if you prefer the shorter version. And it's rather fascinating. I'm watching the same old neocons that were pushing for more war in the Middle East now that they want to push war with Russia. In the meantime, and I'm sure that this timing is just, it's coincidental. Tonight on Fox News, Sean Hannity does a program. He went over to jolly old England, to the Ecuadorian consul over there, and sat down with Julian Assange and had an interview and asked him point blank, was any of this hacking coming from Russia? The news or the information that you released about the DNC and whatever else. And he said, absolutely, unequivocally, no. But yet I'm hearing the drum roll here. Now, keep in mind that there's several things going on. Old Bibi over in Israel is getting hammered for chicanery. The UN resolution comes out because the entire world has been watching Israel and they're tired of Israel and their crap, especially what they've been doing to the Palestinians. So the United States does not vote yes or no, pretty much remains silent. In the meantime, Bibi's on the horn to his good bud and pal, Vladimir Putin, over in Russia. Well, not really good buds and pals, but there's a lot of smoke screening going on right now, a lot of it. And what I suspect is happening, Bibi's taking the high road here with Vladimir Putin. Now, you know damn right well, Netanyahu with Syria, he wanted to see that country toppled. He did not like the idea that Russia went in there and, got rid of ISIS from a good portion of the country. And was that the Israeli secret intelligence service? So he's trying to look like the good guy. Simultaneous reports coming out from the United States, the drumbeat, we've got to go after Russia. And they're piling on all kinds of stuff. How many people Vladimir Putin had murdered. I mean, it's getting comical. Almost comical. To watch this, and I see people freaking out about this. Talk show hosts with their heads in their hands crying, oh, I got to support Israel and Netanyahu and, you know, all you people are mentally ill that thinks the Jews are Zionist and are the problem. I got a suggestion here. We're just going to maintain a steady course with this network. We're going to keep doing what we have been doing. I see everybody else just, they've taken leave of their senses. Do you know that if Israel is broken up or something happens to Bibi Netanyahu, did you know, folks, did you know the radical Muslims are going to take over America? What? Oh. You know, I'm surprised, or I find myself questioning how clear a thought do a lot of people that claim to be really patriots in this country have a clear idea of what's really going on and who's zooming whom anymore. Now, it is true that they're throwing a lot at us. Oh, a ton. Civil unrest in the country, Black Lives Matter, the false flag terror, supposed terrorist attack. You know, over the weekend, again, I heard about the, what was that called, the Pulse nightclub down in Orlando. I actually saw a video clip that was put out before, where a cop was actually walking, supposedly one of the injured, right back in the direction, while the stuff was still going on, right back in the direction of the nightclub, with his little knickers down around his knees and a little bit of blood on his shorts, but you didn't see any wounds or anything else. And folks, let me explain something about the media in this country. And calling it liberal is doing it a favor. They would have used this nightclub shooting. They would have been doing interviews. They would have been going to the funerals. They would have milked this story to no end, because you see, it was an attack on gay and lesbians, and it was the only safe spot in Orlando that people of like sex can get together and do things, if you know my drift. So there were so many elements about this. You know, guns. Oh, you know, these guns killing people. Oh, the poor gay people and the confused and whatever else. This would have been milked to the, and I, that's not a joke. Let me rephrase this. They would have used this incident to its fullest advantage. But they have not. You got to ask yourself the question, why? Why not? It hits on every cylinder here. It's firing on all cylinders as to why this story should be huge and keep going back and retrenching in the same old liberal media arguments. But they're not doing it. Brief mention. That's it. Well. The rest of the world knows about Zionists in Israel. So Bibi Netanyahu calling Vladimir Putin? I can't even think of a proper analogy. I think that'd be kind of like the devil knocking on the pearly gates, asking God if he can come in for a second go-round. Let me see how much havoc I can cause here. Once I've already made the declaration, you ain't in charge. That's the only analogy I can come up with. Now, there is a lot going on politically in this country. You got Jabba the Hutt, Moore, that's still got his deal going on. Going to go to Washington, D.C. and protest January 20th, the inauguration of Donald J. Trump. Now, 48 hours ago, it was only Jimmy Carter that was going to show up at his inauguration. Well, guess who else is coming to town? Now, this takes brass. Now, I can understand the Bushies, and I can understand the old man. He's in a wheelchair, and, you know, hey. But Georgie Porgy Jr. has said he's showing up. But it gets better. it's going to be Bill and Hillary Clinton that shows up for the inauguration. Paul Ryan voted back in as Speaker of the House. And evidently Donald Trump appreciates Mitch McConnell more than he does that guy. And there is going to be the entrenched, or should I say the blackmailed, or whatever reason Republicans have in our Congress for not believing that this country is a republic, that it has got a rule book, and the rule of law has been snubbed. A lot of dynamics going on here, folks. A lot of hype to get you going, get you agitated. Well, we're going to see how this one plays out. And, of course, now we've got more Hollywood celebs coming out saying we got less than 3 weeks to prevent Donald Trump from getting into office. I've never seen anything like this. Did true conservatives get out there and say that they were going to dethrone or they were going to prevent Obama from getting in the first time or the second time? Was there any violence surrounding this? No. But we've seen everything on the left, but see, that gets filtered through the mainstream media, so, you know, it's no big deal. And by the way, Russia has been, Vladimir Putin is personally responsible for murdering 30 people. And yes, the Russian hacks swayed the American Revolution. I'm sorry. Revolution? Had something to do with Hillary Clinton getting beat. You know, I've heard the politicos break this thing down. And I think the politicos in this one have it correct. Hillary Clinton was less liked by a lot of people than Donald J. Trump. How many Republicans did you see cross the aisle to go vote for Hillary Clinton? How many libertarians? How many independents? It finally started to sink in, and Donald Trump pulled the reins back in 2-3 weeks before the debates. He just left Hillary Clinton twist in the wind. He did his teleprompter thing. He didn't do any news conferences. He didn't do anything. He just sat back and watched her twist in the wind. So now they're going to show up at his inauguration. The man that could potentially, or his Justice Department potentially, open up an investigation. And folks, there is no statute of limitations on treason. Or murder. I want people to keep that in mind. There's a statute of limitations. Oh, gosh, it's 2017. Guess what we don't get to do anymore, folks? Talk about going after the bankers. Oh, that's all past. That's beyond the statute of limitations. Can't touch them now. Well, remember me saying, when Donald Trump gets into office, the first phone call he's going to make is to Ford Motor Company? He didn't even get into office. And Ford blinked. And thank God that they did, because this wouldn't be Henry Ford's outfit anymore. Before he's even taken office, Donald Trump has proven to be quite the job creator. Well, Ford Motor Company announced Tuesday, today, it will cancel the $1.6 billion plan for Mexico and will instead invest $700 million in a Michigan assembly plant, directly tying the decision to pro-growth policies championed by Mr. Trump. If you remember, he's been critical of Ford Motor's plans to build in Mexico. After the announcement, Trump tweeted a link to a story about Ford's decision and then added in a subsequent message, instead of driving jobs and wealth away, America will become the world's great magnet for innovation and job creation. Remember what we used to do, folks, here in this country? Do you remember what we used to do? We used to invent stuff. We used to make stuff. If you had a better idea, no pun intended about Ford, but if you had a better idea, and you can get the backing to do it, sky's the limit. And better still, if you could bring a product to, in a crowded market that just blew your competition away, yeah, you're successful. You come into the marketplace, people notice, they buy your product. Hey, we're off and running into profit in the black. But it also does something else in a free market system. It either forces the people that are competing for that same section of the market with a similar type product, they either have to get better or they get gone. See, that's what competition, free market, does. It's its own driving force. Ford CEO Mark Fields told Neil Cavuto on Fox Business Network, "We're doing this decision based on what's right for our business. As we think about the investments here in Michigan, as you can imagine, we look at a lot of factors as we make those. One of the factors that we're looking at is more positive U.S. manufacturing business environment under Donald Trump and some of the pro-growth policies he says he's going to pursue. And so this is a vote of confidence." Do you guys remember the last time we did not run a deficit with Mexico? That's right. Right prior to NAFTA. Ever since NAFTA, we've been running mounting trade deficits with Mexico. And who was pushing that way back then? Who was out there stumping and arguing that, oh, well, you know, hey, this is free market. You know, Republicans. Oh, and then you heard the mantra, well, products are being manufactured and sent back into this country from Mexico, and we're an American company in the same marketplace with the same products, and we just can't compete. Well, of course you can't compete. Of course you can't compete. And shocks of all shocks today, the Democrats are saying, you know what? We need jobs. No, they need better brains steering this progressive communist party in this country is really what they're saying. And they're now understanding why Trump got the vote, why Trump got the message, why Trump got the presidency. But there's going to be a lot of infighting and a lot of backbiting. A lot of it. And it's my personal belief that the Democrats really don't care. You know, how can you even justify moving forward, one of their favorite terms, how can you justify this with the crap you're trying to defend against? Everything that Donald Trump is for, they're against. Building the wall, getting rid of the illegals, bringing jobs back into the country. Oh, and one of their taboos, don't you touch this bureaucracy and all the control we have and all the bureaucrats. Don't you dare touch that. Well, there are rumblings around Washington, D.C. now that, you know what, Donald Trump might dump the Department of Education. Now, guess what's also tied with that? Teachers' unions. Oh, and they're protected. Teaching all the communist crap that they want to in our high schools across the country. Yeah. Try firing a teacher. Well, I got tenure. I'm a tenured communist. There's going to be a lot of changes, folks. A lot of them. But it's going to be contentious. It's going to wear your nerves to the quick. But do an even strain on this. Just take the middle of the road. Because the intent is to get you rattled. I mean, really rattled. All right. Let's take the break here. We'll be back in three.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The hacking frenzy. Oh, by the way, that was a bogus story about the Russians hacking into a power plant in Vermont. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. Just as Russia did not hack the DNC. That didn't happen. But they haven't quite moved off of that yet. Well, the New York Times has published an interactive piece which encapsulates in all of 200 words the alleged campaign by Russian hackers to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. Yet the media's framing of events eschews basic facts, the actual content and leaks in favor of screaming thief at the top of its lungs. Several email threads demonstrate that the Democrat National Committee secretly ganged up on Bernie Sanders to undermine his campaign. Evidently, Wasserman, that had to be replaced at the DNC, wasn't discovered supporting Hillary and going after Bernie Sanders. She just stepped aside because, well, she just stepped aside. Let's forget about that. Nothing to see here. Let's move on. Hillary Clinton, who made over $100 million in speaking fees with her husband, she furtively reassures American oligarchs that her private position on economic issues won't threaten their bottom line. In one related email, which highlights big money in politics, a wealthy donor jokes, "I guess it takes a study to point out the obvious." Well, in the propaganda arena, voters learn that the DNC leveraged its extensive contacts with the media to manipulate coverage in an effort to elevate Trump. The DNC strategy document includes a list of Republican Pied Pipers, which the media was told to take seriously. Well, what was the response? The Democratic elites became desperate. Rather than accept their party's role in Trump's victory and their betrayal of the working class, they decide to blame Russian hackers. Yeah. And by the way, think about this. Bill and Hillary Clinton, that's not such a big surprise, them showing up at the inauguration. Because if they didn't, how would it look? Like she was hiding from Donald Trump? If she was hiding from the public, she didn't want the spotlight. This is the woman that craved the power and the spotlight and the money. Of course she's going to show up with Bill. They're going to play this denial game right to the end. Not showing up would have drawn more suspicion than showing up. And the media will like it much better. The Washington Post hyperventilates about the Russian hackers penetrating a utility in Vermont. Well, and the headlines expose as a shameless distortion. Worse than shameless. God-awful. And this media thing is not done with Trump. You may have wondered over the last couple of weeks why I posted stories on Megyn Kelly. I knew Megyn Kelly's career was over when she went after Trump, supposedly the conservative, because she prides herself as being a journalist, but she is so far from being a journalist, closer to being a lawyer and an opportunist than anything else. And some of her positions did not bode well. So she's going home. She's going over to NBC. I caught that more than 3 weeks ago. This is why I've been posting stuff. I knew it was going to happen. You can't crap in your cage as much as you did at Fox and piss off the listeners as much as you have and still be a viable commodity for Fox News. This is about ratings. This isn't about the news. It's how good you look and how good you can BS. And you get paid handsomely for it. I knew that 3 weeks ago. Today the announcement was made by Fox News. And they said they were uncomfortable about, you know, talking about Megyn leaving. But they all wished her good luck. WikiLeaks hints at huge upcoming revelations. 2017 will blow you away. If you didn't think 2016 was explosive, I guess they have something in mind. Happy New Year 2017. Get into that. Much more news and information coming your way. And it's a new year. I want to hear from you guys as well. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me, snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, let me see. Who was interviewing Sean Hannity this morning? It was one of the hacks on Fox News. And he was asked the question, do you believe Julian Assange? He said, I believe every word he said. Now, again, that interview, the full interview is going to be on, and I don't do this very often. But I will say that on Hannity's show tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, the complete interview with Julian Assange is going to take place. Much to the chagrin of a lot of people. And I'm starting to think here. Now hold on here. I've not gone to Glenn Beckville or... But I've been listening very closely to Sean Hannity, especially his radio program. And the worm is definitely starting to turn. Here is a little snippet from the interview that is going to be aired tonight.
People, unequivocally.
Wait a minute.
Can you say to the American people, unequivocally, that you did not get this information about the DNC, John Podesta's emails? Can you tell the American people 1,000% you did not get it from Russia or
yes.
anybody associated with Russia?
We can say, we have said repeatedly over the last 2 months that our source is not the Russian government. and it is not state party.
Well, 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 well. So I think I know what the other media is going to be up to. CNN. Oh, they've got a real problem at CNN. They're stuck. MSNBC, stuck. NBC, CBS, stuck. So what I think their game plan in the future is going to be is bring in elements to tone down their obvious agenda. Just like Fox News, and for whatever reason, because people don't tune into Fox News to hear the communitarians nestled within the conservatives and to hear their opinions. But I think that's going to be a strategic move, for nothing else, for survival. Revenues suck. And no matter who you are and what your political agenda is, you still need bucks to run the kitchen. Tim in Wyoming. Hello, Tim. You're the first caller of the new year. Hello.
Hey, John. Nice to hear from you. Nice that you're happy for the beginning of the first of the year here. You let me bookend, so to speak, the last caller and the first caller. Nice. But I'm happy to hear that Assange is actually still alive. That's a good thing. And speaking of Bill and Hillary going to Washington for the inauguration, it wouldn't surprise me a bit if they were to bring along some kind of a crowd with them that might have, let's say, less than honorable intentions towards Donald Trump when they arrived. Wouldn't you think that'd be the case?
Now, repeat that. I didn't quite get your drift there. What?
Well, what I'm saying is I think that Bill and Hillary and anyone who's been against Donald J. Trump from the beginning are going to have, besides the agenda of, okay, well, we're going there because we're not afraid, and possibly if we kowtow to the new power that's in the White House.
No, I don't think so, because I think what Trump's plan is going to be, he's not going to be talking about Hillary Clinton that much, or even Bill Clinton. He's going to let the Justice Department speak.
Right.
He's going to allow investigations to take place. I mean, this is not the best-kept political secret in all the world, that Hillary and Bill are the crookedest that have ever been in and around the White House. So I think it's more that they thought about this. You know, what do you want to do? You got gangrene. If you don't cut your arm or your leg off, you're going to die. Now, do you want to die or do you want to cut your arm or your leg off? Well, they're going to cut their arm or their leg off and not die and carry on the Clinton denial program as long as they possibly can. So unless a deal has been made that he's not going to prosecute her, but I don't, we're not going to know that until either he does or he doesn't.
Right. I wasn't saying that he wasn't going to, but my point was is that if they go to Washington, D.C., okay, as I said, they're going to be bringing people with them who are less than happy about the fact that she lost, okay, and she's already unhappy about it, obviously. So, but they're going to be bringing a crowd with them. Who knows what the rest of that crowd's going to do, but at the same time, they have to make an appearance to at least give the illusion of the fact, give an illusion to their possible allegiance. Make the people of the country think that, well, we're behind them now. We're saying yes to Trump.
I don't think so. No, because that's not going to wash with the crowd that was for Hillary. That's not going to
right.
And it's not going to mean anything to them. And it's not going to mean anybody that has a political bent on the other side of the aisle. You know,
well, what I meant was, what I mean is they're going to, they just to save face. They want to say, well, we're here to support him because, you know, at least it looks like we're doing something.
No. At this point in time, Hillary Clinton is not worried about saving her face as much as she's worried about saving her keister.
Right.
You know, I mean, seriously. I mean, think about this, Tim. Going all the way back to Mena, Arkansas, and all the criminality and all the unsavory things that they have been involved in over the years. This, to me, it's like put a blindfold on. You know, take out a dart and throw it at 500 things that you have written on the wall that could nail Hillary Clinton and throw her keister in jail. Take your pick.
Right.
Take your pick. The biggest one here, obviously, is the Clinton Foundation. And she can be nailed, and rightfully so, how she used her position as senator and, more importantly, Secretary of State. Look, you don't destroy evidence unless you're guilty, okay? That's
right.
You know, this is not rocket science here. This is pretty obvious. So,
right.
Yeah. At any rate.
Well, I like the idea of the blindfold though, because you know what I thought at first was when you said put on a blindfold and throw a dart. What I thought was Bill and Hillary should be arrested right there and be made to put on blindfolds for their and you know what comes next. I mean, there's the, you know, what happens in pretty much any banana republic, so to speak. They get rid of the people that have done the wrongs because the people that are coming in are doing what's right. And they want to do what's right for the American people, hopefully. I mean, Trump is...
Well, yeah, but that's a very narrow field. The people that are interested. I was watching this dog and pony show with swearing in senators today and, you know, Ryan getting elected again as Speaker of the House and good old Nancy Pelosi there. I was watching this dog and pony show, and it was reported that the mood was festive and, you know, it's a brand new year and it's this, that, and the other. No, there was a lot of consternation there. There might have been a lot of smiles, but that was nervous. These political parties, Republican and Democrat, they have self-destructed. I mean, we've got people right now that are saying, Paul Craig Roberts. And he says clearly and repeatedly, if they can't stop him becoming president, they'll kill him. And just what they did with John F. Kennedy or Abraham Lincoln or James Garfield or William McKinley, you know, what's the big deal?
Right.
Just kill him.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the way they think of it. Yeah.
Well,
that'll solve any problem.
Well, and you know, let them do that, and let them do that because I'm tired of the boxes we've been standing on and in the soapbox, the jury box, and all that other stuff. Let them do that. And what do you think the next step would be in this country? The American,
well, obviously, the
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're about to say the fourth box.
That's
and
right.
I know that's the one that. Well, as you're saying, I mean, you have the commercial on the network here for storable foods and whatnot. I'm just wondering, and this is something I haven't noticed. Maybe there are other shows that have a specific sponsor for their shows for firearms, like for. I think you did have something about polymer lowers or polymer for ARs or something like that. I can't remember what the sponsor was.
I don't know, Tim.
Oh. Well, no, I'm saying that, you know, people really do need to get prepared just in case.
Oh yeah. What people are forgetting about, because they're all wrapped up in politics and what Donald Trump's going to do and what he's not going to do and all this political falderal. There's one thing lurking in the background that I think they're already setting this thing up. They're already setting up this big contention with Russia, and they're going to try to occupy Trump when he takes office with the, and that's not working. Donald Trump has been able to sidestep these landmines and do it successfully. So when I look at this scenario playing out, let's just dump the real problem that we all know is at the heart of the problems, the economic problems in this country, the power base for the globalist and all the hangers-on, all the people that wanted to cash in on that, and, oh, all you have to do is destroy the United States. Hey, just pay me enough, no big deal. It's going to be the economy, Tim.
Right, right.
You know, Donald...
So,
at any rate, you know, we're going to cover 50 different subjects here, and I need to keep moving. Is there any...
Of course.
Okay.
No, I just want to say, the last thing, Happy New Year. Thanks for keeping your chin up. You've done it for a long time, of course. I'm listening as long as most people, but I appreciate the show, and thanks for taking my call.
All right.
So have a good one.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate your call. Yeah, people understood what it was. This was the worst year for me. I could not wait till Christmas and New Year's was gone. You know, I was dreading it coming. When it was happening, I didn't enjoy it that much. And people don't realize how much it's taken for me to keep the proverbial chin up. It's been the hardest thing I've had to do, ever. So, what do we have to look forward to in 2017? A lot. And for those out there that are breathing a sigh of relief and they're just hoping against hope, your preparedness had better not slip one iota. I discovered something about my own preparedness. Canned goods that have been sitting in my closet for a number of years, swelled cans. I've got to go through the inventory. I've got to check and all the dry storable stuff that I have. I've got to make sure that's intact and is in good shape. Folks, you should be doing the same thing. Literally doing the same thing. Firearms. Well, if we're all so happy about Donald Trump and he's going to be the protector of the Second Amendment, no matter, Donald Trump is not going to be in office for the rest of your life. Firearms is something that is passed down from generation to generation. Somebody had sent me a Russian, I think it's a Russian version of a 308. The damn thing was built around 1900, and it shoots just as good as anything else I've ever shot. And it was still kind of cosmolined and in good shape after over 100 years. Firearms and all the accoutrements that go with it is something that, if not used in your lifetime, can be passed down to your successive generation, and for good reason. Because those are your liberty teeth, if you should ever have to use them. Bucky in Illinois. Hello, Bucky.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. I just want to make a comment on earlier when you mentioned, or one of the other callers mentioned that the judge could not be the prosecutor and judge at the same time.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Well, I just...
What the hell just happened? I'm sorry, say again? No, but he said something, and I... Well, I'd be real happy to hear the rest of that, because I... Well, anyhow. Some people are speculating that Kissinger has been the go-between here with Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, and it's now they're carrying the mantra that, well, Obama's going to do everything that he can in the next couple of weeks to throw Donald Trump and the country under the bus. Nah, the bus is leaving. He's got his ticket, and it's mandatory that he boards the bus and gets the hell out of town. I don't think they'll be able to start an issue here in the next couple of weeks. But, again, you know, I wouldn't put it totally past them that they create some big national emergency and, well, Donald Trump can't take office because we're under martial law. That's still one of their options. We'll continue to take your phone calls on this first broadcast of the new year, folks. 800-313-9443.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it away.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop fibromalic.com.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me.
And who can argue with this? Obama giving his farewell speech from Chicago. Oh, what a perfect ending to 8 years of this. Rahm Emanuel, not in the national news about all the bodies you got to step over in Chicago. You know, it's just incredible. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Howdy, John.
Hello.
They're using the
Hegelian dialectic against us, and not one in 100,000 get it. You know, Bill Clinton, when he was going to Georgetown University, his mentor was Carol Quigley, and Quigley said this: the argument of two parties should represent opposed ideas, and one perhaps of the right and the other of the left is a foolish idea, acceptable only to doctrinate and academic thinkers. Said, identical that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extensive shifts in policy. The policies that are vital and necessary for America are no longer subjects of significant disagreement, but are disputable only in details of procedure, priority, or method. They are the same.
Yep.
They are not enemies.
No. They are not, Fred, and you're exactly right. This whole thing about left versus right, well, you had a sea change, if I can use that term, bringing in a new culture of socialism into this country, and the mantle was carried quite nicely by the Democrat Party. But on the other side of the aisle, Fred, what did you have? You had people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the entrenched ones that want to maintain power and like the perks, and the people who keep supporting them, putting them back in positions and being Congress critters or senators or whatever.
Well, they brought in the far left for 8 years.
Yep.
And if we'd have voted for McCain, we'd have got the same damn thing.
Probably
so
worse.
Now, after 8 years, the public is so fed up.
Yeah.
And they're being shaped and thought process and brainwashed. Now, here comes the champion. The far right is going to take it back. All this stuff about the liberals and how far they took the party left, he's going to take it back to the right. This is a Hegelian dialectic, and everybody's buying it. Nothing will change. And I'll bet you $500 to your $100 that Trump will be president. And just like you said, the Clintons are going to be there. Bush is going to be there. We're not enemies. People are foolish to even consider the possibility. Well, that's enough for my yapping. Okay. Have a good evening, John.
All right, Fred. Thanks for your call. I don't know. I think there was some re-strategizing because both the ex-presidents, both the Bushes, initially said they were not going to show up, and they were adamant about it. Is Trump going to be the savior of all? No, there's only going to be so many things he's going to be able to do. But let's see what he does. And as I said, if he just slows down this juggernaut that has been taking over this country, so much the better. A little bit more breathing room so that us people that peddle the fake news have a little bit longer to work on the people, the disenfranchised and the disinfected out there, disaffected. Now, wait a minute. We've been telling the truth the whole time.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.